From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Following Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried's call for a secretarial disaster designation for Florida counties impacted by Hurricane Sally, the USDA designated Okaloosa and Walton counties as primary and Bay, Holmes, Santa Rosa, and Washington counties as secondary disaster areas. According to MorningAgClips.com, producers in these counties are now eligible for USDA Farm Service Agency disaster loans. Commissioner Fried is encouraging all eligible producers in need of financial assistance to apply immediately. Carrots, potatoes, lettuce, onions, and tomatoes were among the top 10 categories by volume in the third quarter organic produce performance report. ThePacker.com reports as weather cools and meal preparation turns to heartier fare, organic vegetables are likely to play a significant role. Thanksgiving traditionally is a big occasion for certain organic produce, but Brian Pixoto, sales manager for Lakeside Organic Garden, says it's uncertain what conditions will be like this year because of the pandemic. A grain export terminal near Baton Rouge has loaded about 38,000 tons of U.S. soybeans for shipment to Brazil. That's unusual, according to AgWeb.com, because Brazil is the world's top exporter of soybeans and almost never needs imports. But this year, Brazilian growers have sold huge volumes to China, leaving little for domestic consumption, and that's led to prices rising for animal feed and meatpacking operations in Brazil and contributed to food inflation. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.